Luke 14, the anointing of Jesus. Now, it was 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the chief priests and scribes sought how they might arrest him using trickery and kill him. For they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar from the people." And while he was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, he sat at the table. There came a woman with an alabaster vial of ointment of pure nard, very expensive. She broke the vial and poured it over his head. But there were some that had indignation among themselves, saying, "For what purpose has this waste of the ointment been made? For this ointment might have been sold for over 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they scolded her. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work upon me. For you have the poor always with you, and whenever you want, you can do them good. But me, you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for the burying. And truly I say to you, wherever in the whole world the gospel shall be preached, what this woman has done shall be spoken of as a memorial to her." And Judas Iscariot, he that was one of the 12, went to the chief priests that he might betray him to them. And they, when they heard it, were glad, and promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. Jesus prepares to eat the Passover. And on the first day of the unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover, his disciples said to him, "Where will you have us prepare for you the Passover to eat?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and there you shall meet a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is the guest room in which I can eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. There, prepare it for us." And the disciples went into the city and found as he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover. And when it was evening, he came with the 12. And as they sat and were eating, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, one of you shall betray me, even he that eats with me." They began to be sorrowful and to say to him one by one, "Is it I?" And he said to them, "It is one of the 12, he that dipped in the dish at the same time as me. For the Son of Man goes even as it is written of him, but woe to that man through whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had not been born." The Last Supper. And as they were eating, he took bread, and when he had blessed it, he broke it and gave to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I shall no more drink of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "All of you shall fall away, for it is written, 'I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered abroad.' However, after I am raised up, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." But Peter said to him, "Although all shall fall away, I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, yes, to you today. This night before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me three times. But Peter said emphatically, even if I must die with you, I will not deny you. And they all said the same. Jesus in Gethsemane. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. And he took with him Peter and James and John and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell to the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass away from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. However, not as I will, but what you will. And he returned and found them sleeping and said to Peter, Simon, why do you sleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you do not fall into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he returned and found them sleeping. Their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he returned a third time and said to them, sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour comes. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. He that betrays me is nearby. And immediately while he yet spoke, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, bearing swords and staves. Now, he that betrayed him had given them a signal, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that is he. Take him and lead him away safely. And when they arrived immediately, he came to him and said, Master, Master, and kissed him. And they arrested him and took him away. But one of the disciples that was standing nearby drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But this is done that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And all the disciples left him and fled. And a young man following him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body, and they seized him, but he left the linen cloth and fled naked. The trial of Jesus. And they led Jesus away to the high priest. And there came together all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council sought evidence against Jesus to put him to death, and did not find it. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying, we heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is built with hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without hands. But even then their testimony did not agree. And the high priest stood up in their midst and said to Jesus, do you answer nothing? What is this that these witnesses say against you? But he held his peace and said nothing. Again the high priest questioned him, saying, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? Jesus said, I am, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. And the high priest tore his clothes and said, what further need have we of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What think you? And they all condemned him to be worthy of death. And some began to spit on him and cover his face, striking him and saying to him, "Prophesy!" And the guards took him and beat him with their hands. And as Peter was downstairs in the courtyard, there came one of the maids of the high priest, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with the Nazarene Jesus." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you say." And he went out to the porch, and the cock crew. And the maids saw him and began to say to them that stood by, "This is one of them." And he again denied it. And after a little while, again they that stood by said to Peter, "Of a truth you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to curse and to swear under oath, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And immediately, the second time, the cock crew. And Peter remembered what Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me three times." And as he thought upon it, he wept.